We're 2 years into the Village Games project, based in six rural areas across Derbyshire and High Peaks, obviously one of those. Let's go back 2 years. Why did you decide to get involved?
Well, the project was attractive to us because we are a rural area. We struggle to always engage all our clubs and communities in sport, and we saw this as an ideal opportunity to work in partnership to really focus on taking sport back to people out there in community halls, on playing fields, and in a slightly less structured fashion than what we traditionally have done.
And for anybody who doesn't live in an area like this, just explain the challenges for somebody, you know, who is keen to get a bit fitter, get a bit more active, but the challenges they have doing that.
Well, I think in an area like the High Peak, where the main populations are based around market towns, where there might be a leisure centre, there's issues for people living outside of that, accessing facilities. Sometimes the transport links aren't brilliant. Very often there's time pressures on people where they can't get to where sport traditionally takes place. So for this project, it was an opportunity to take the sport more to them, make it more accessible, break down some of those barriers.
I'm just going to bring Emma in here, because 2 years ago it was your responsibility to go out and find people, engage people, and, you know, persuade them and help them get activities going out and about on the ground. What are the challenges you've faced over the past couple of years?
I think the challenges have been that locally in people's area that there's not a lot going on. Football pitches haven't been utilised, village halls haven't been utilised. It has all been centrally focused around leisure centres and leisure hubs. And it has been taken up really well by people that want to be involved on their doorstep and sort of be able to say, I'm just nipping round the corner to the village hall to do my class. And it's been great that we've been able to set children's activities up that run hand in hand with adults ones, so everyone can do things together at the same time.
So tell me, how do you go about actually organising these sorts of activities on a regular basis and getting people coming along?
I think what I try to do first is get involved with the community and find out what is appealing to that community, what they are looking for specifically, rather than taking for granted that I think that they want to do something, they might want to do something completely different. So I do some consultation, find out what people want, find out the availability of the hall, find source an instructor in, and set it up so it works on their doorstep and make sure all the insurance is in place and everything's safe to go.
So you're taking all the hassle and worry out of it?
Yeah, I'm chopping through the red tape and letting them just access it when they want.
And Chris, back to you. What results have you've seen from this?
Well, we've overall, the project's been hugely successful. You know, without going into the detail of attendance figures, we've seen, you know, thousands of attendances across a huge range of sports that, as an authority, we don't have the capacity to offer in the community. We see this project as adding a huge amount of value to what leisure services does. So in addition to our leisure centres and the mainstream things, this really complements it well. And the feedback from the public has been fantastic. It really has been one of our sort of flagship partnership projects for the last few years.
Where do you see it going over the next year? We've got the Olympics coming up.
Yeah, I mean, all eyes are on London in a couple of months' time, and I think this project really needs to build on the enthusiasm that's been generated around that. You know, there's a lot of activities that will be running over the next 12 months have got an Olympic theme to it, and we think the Village Games is a project that we want to continue to happen over the coming years. It really has added a lot of value to what leisure services is all about.